Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Our Man in Charleston, Britain's Secret Agent in the Civil War South, by Christopher Dickey. Read by Anthony Ferguson. We have seen, at every step, that every defiant movement of slavery was a stab at its own heart. Its animal ferocity evoked the energy which crushed it. Westminster Review, London, 1865. I must dissemble. British Consul Robert Bunch, Charleston, South Carolina, 1856. Prologue. William Howard Russell, on assignment for the Times of London to cover the American war between the states, was up late drinking on the riverboat Southern Republic as it cruised with the current on its way down from Montgomery to Mobile. The evening was warm and felt a little lazy that May of 1861. People were talking a lot about fighting as the War of Secession gathered momentum, but at that point, few were dying. Russell's barroom companions, rich planters and parvenu businessmen, declaimed for hours, whiskey in hand, about Yankees and slaves and the Southern struggle for independence from the North, until the air grew heavy with the burning tar of bad cigars and electric with armchair bravery. "We will never be conquered," one would say. "There is nothing on earth that could make us go back into the Union," another proclaimed. "We will burn every bale of cotton, fire every house, and lay waste every field and homestead before we will yield to the Yankees." Captain Timothy Mayer, the boat's owner, was drinking with the rest of them, and he focused his cunning gray eyes on Russell. Mayer figured the foreign journalist might not understand the way folks did things.